Let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Marchikin is a Shevich min the Ir Chamishim Amma. One must keep his dovecart 50 amas away from his city, so that his birds do not eat from the vegetation of the city. V'yasa Adam Shevich b'teich Shaloi, Elim ken yeshli Chamishim Amma l'chol ruach. A person may not place a Shevich within his own field, that is outside the city, unless there is a distance of 50 amas between the Shevich and the surrounding fields, so that the birds do not eat the crops of other people. Yehuda says, Beis Arbas Kurin, Maloi Sheger Hayoina. There must be a greater distance of 4 kor between the Shevich and the surrounding fields. This is the distance a bird can fly without stopping to rest. The Mishnah concludes, V'mlokha afila Beis Roi v'hareu b'cheskasai. If a person bought a field that already had a Shevich in it, no distance is required, and even if it was a small field the size of a quarter kav, he may keep the Shevich there because, as the Gemara explains, Ta'ininin lo lekech. Beznin claims on behalf of the buyer that the seller probably paid his neighbors for the rights to put a shevich in this field. The Gemara infers from our Mishnah, Chamishim Amma v'sulay. Birds travel only up to 50 amas, but not farther. However, this is contradicted from the following Mishnah, Masechet Baba Kama. Ein person nishbin liyoinim elm kein hayirachig min hayishuv shleishim ris. One may only set bird traps at a distance of 30 ris from the closest settlement where he will not capture privately owned birds. 30 ris is the equivalent of 4 mil, which is 8,000 amma. Furthermore, another brisa says, Ubiyishuv afila meya mil lo yifris. One may not set bird traps in a city even 100 mil away from other shevachas. Apparently, they travel even greater distances than 30 ris and certainly more than 50 ammas. The Gemara answers that there are actually two issues. Our Mishnah discusses distancing one's Shevich so that his birds do not eat other people's crops. For this concern, our Mishnah rules that 50 amas is sufficient, because Meshit Shaiti Tuva, although the birds indeed travel much farther than 50 amma, however, Bechrasayu Bechamishim Amsamalia, they eat their fill with grain they find within 50 amas. However, the Mishnah and Baba Kama and the Brisa are discussing the issue of distancing one's traps so that they do not capture other people's birds. This concern applies even to greater distances because birds do fly here from far away. Now, regarding the different distances mentioned in the Mishnah, Ein person nishbin liyoinim kein hayirachig min hayishuv shleishim ris, 30 ris, and in the Braisa, ubiyishuv afila meya mil lo yifris, 100 mil. The Gemara explains that the Braisa is referring to biyishuv kram and biyishuv shevachin, where there are vineyards or dovecots along the way where the birds can stop to eat and rest, in which case they can travel 100 mil or even more. However, the Mishnah is referring to where there are no such rest stops along the way, in which case they can travel only up to 30 ris. The Gemara explains further that the owner of the traps does not have to be concerned of capturing birds from the Shevachin along the way, if they are either Didei, they belong to him, or the Chanani, they belong to non-Jews, or the Hafker, they're ownerless. In such cases, the Braisa says that he needs to distance himself even 100 mil from other privately owned Shevachas. Zak the Mishnah, Nipal anemtza b'tei chamishim amma, harehu shabal ha-shevich. A hatchling found within 50 amma of a shevich belongs to the owner of the shevich. Chutz mechamishim amma, harehu shal maitzai. A hatchling found more than 50 amma away from the shevich belongs to the finder. Nimtza bein shnei shevachis, karv lezeh shalai, karv lezeh shalai. A hatchling found between two shevachis belongs to the owner of the closer shevich. Mechtza mechtza, shneim yachleiku. If the hatchling was found exactly between two dovecots, the two owners divide the hatchling. In explanation of the Mishnah, the Gemara introduces two halachic concepts that are used to render halachic decisions in various situations. Raif, we follow the majority. This is derived from the pasuk Achirab Lahatis. Karev, we follow the closest point of origin. This is derived from Egla Rufa, where the closest city to the deceased is required to bring an Egla Rufa for atonement. Upon which Rav Chanina says, Raif of a Karev Hailchen Acha Harayv. In a situation where there is Rav and Karv that contradict each other, the Rav overrides the Karv and we follow the majority in rendering a halachic decision. And although both concepts have Torah sources, the concept of Rav is superior to Karv. The Gemara questions Rav Chanina from our Mishnah's halachas. The Reisha states, Nipal nimtza b'tei chamishim amma, harehu shabal ha-shevich. A hatchling found within 50 amma of a shevich belongs to the owner of the shevich. This implies, even though outside 50 amma there is another shevich with a larger amount of birds, nevertheless we consider the karv the closer shevich, but not the rav the larger shevich. And even if we'll say that the Mishnah is discussing a case of B'deleka, there is no bigger Shevich in the vicinity, we can ask, V'leiz l'basaru b'da'amah. Why don't we consider that this bird is from among the many birds from all over the world that possibly flew here? Apparently, because Rei B'karav ain holchan acharayiv. The Gemara answers, Hachamai eskinon b'medada. V'chala medada ain medada yesem enun. The Mishnah refers to a hatchling that can only hop but not fly. And a hatchling generally cannot hop more than 50 amah. Therefore, b'techa mishim amah ha'reisha bala shevich, because the hatchling certainly came from the shevich that is within 50 amah. Chutz mecha mishim amah ha'reisha maitzai, if the hatchling was found more than 50 amah away from the shevich, it belongs to the finder, and not to the owner of the car, because as Rashi explains, ze yatzah chutz minun, nafik limitaris medada, v'komli b'taris mafriach, v'ikal emezel ba'basa rub de amah. Since the hatchling was able to hop farther than 50 amah from any shevich, its status changes to one that can fly, and therefore we indeed consider the raiv the majority of shevaches in the world, and not the karv the closer shevich, because raiv b'karv holchen achar raiv. The seif of the Mishnah states, nimtza bein shnei shevaches, karv l'zeh shalai, karv l'zeh shalai. A hatchling found between two dovecots belongs to the closest shevich. As Rashi explains, since the Mishnah does not specify a distance, this part of the Mishnah must be referring to even more than 50 amas, and it can fly. If so, we can again ask, why don't we consider that this bird is from among the many birds from all over the world that possibly flew here, and it therefore belongs to the finder? Apparently because Rei B'karav ain halchan acharev. The Gemara answers that this part of the Mishnah refers to Bishvil Shel Karamim. The two shevachas are at the two ends of a path that passes through vineyards. Therefore, the hatchling is still assumed to be medada, it cannot fly, because the aide karamim medada chutz l'chamishim. With the help of the vines, it can hop more than 50 amas. However, it certainly is not meruba the amah, because they're called the medadi v'hada chaz l'likini medadi v'ilai lo medadi. A hatchling will only hop to a distance from where it can still see its shevach. Therefore, the hatchling belongs only to the owner of the closest of the two shevaches, because they are within the hatchling's view. But the hatchling does not belong to the finder, based on the concept of raiv, because the other shevaches are outside the hatchling's view. The discussion continues in the next daf.